got in the car.
Yeah.
You started going to the gas station, and you just said out of nowhere, you said,
I don't know what capacity that I'm supposed to be in your life,
but I know I like you.
Yeah.
And I was driving. You dropped this bomb on me.
Yeah, she hit the stairwell. She's like, I know! I know!
What else did I say?
I forgot, babe.
I know. I just want to know.
Yeah.
And you said, no. So much peace and confidence, but subtle and soft. Yeah. It was like everything I needed. No. I'm the man, and the Lord will tell me.
Yeah.
And that was it. And I just said, okay.
I never spoke like that in my life.
I could relax.
Like, yo, like that's like, a movie. What? That's like a.
That's my hallmark.
That's your hallmark.
That's the Lord's kindness, because he knew that. Yeah. I needed that and that clarity so swiftly, so confidently. And so that was it. And then the rest of the day while we're at church leading worship together during revival, yeah. I was like, so when did you like me? When did I like you? Like all the things. And it was just so sweet. And then the very next day,
yeah,
we went to the other mall.
I guess you can say that was my Boaz moment.
Wow. Yeah.
I guess you can say that was my Boaz moment.
Yeah.
And I feel like, yeah.
That's huge.
Yeah, I feel like. Yeah, I wish she was at the house of our pastor the other day. Me and Jay was there, and she hit us with a revelation of Ruth, Boaz and Ruth, and yeah, it hit us. But yeah, that was my Boaz moment.
That's beautiful.
It just hit me, and I knew at that moment. I literally, you don't know this. You were sitting in the car because I was in the gas station getting the Red Bull watermelon.
Don't drink those.
Drink those the best, and literally. I was like, Lord, I can't believe I just said that.
I'm sitting in the car. I'm like,
it is like we're trying to process through that. But then that marked us. That moment changed because let's just go down it. Next day.
We're in the car again.
We go to the mall.
Yeah.
Because you need to go get a blazer. He was like, I gotta have a blazer. So you need to get a blazer. And us, after we hung out at the mall on my way back, and I was leaving because you always think it was on our way there. It wasn't. We were leaving. The Lord said, and I told you, I said, yo, I know what capacity I'm supposed to be in.
Out of nowhere, he just says this, and I'm like.
And I was sitting there, and in my heart, I was like, what are we doing?
And I said.
I was like, what are we about to say?
Okay, what's that?
And I was like, you're my wife. I said, you're my wife. And I just
drove, and I said.
Okay.
Okay.
Nah. You was like, okay.
Yeah.
You like, okay.
Okay.
And I knew, after I said that, I gave the rundown of our wedding.
And you said the Lord gave me a vision.
Yeah, the Lord gave me a vision of the wedding we're supposed to have, which I feel like now that we're walking through our wedding, I think it was the vision that we both have for ourselves for a wedding.
Which was beautiful.
It was crazy.
A confirming word. I definitely don't recommend if some boy just says, hey, you're my wife. Like, absolutely not.
Yeah.
Like, it needs to be a confirming word with both of you. Beseech the throne of God. Like, all of the things. But for us, like, when I said, okay, it was this resonating in my spirit of, yes.
Yeah.
Like I resonate. But then when he said the vision of our wedding was I was going down the aisle to an instrumental string quartet version of Pieces by Bethel. That has always been my dream.
Yeah.
So when he said that and I'd shared that with no one, that was so confirming.
Yeah. And it was wild. And I felt like in that moment when I said it, it marked us and then it activated everything.
Yep.
It literally was like a car that hasn't been started in so long, and it just started, and we just assumed you're just going.
Yeah.
And I felt in that moment, it was like, okay, the Lord said, all right, you put it out there now.
Let's go.
And that's when everything started. Later on that week, I reached out to my son's mom. I told her about you. I told you that. You got to give me a second. I got to get rid of these girls.
I was shocked.
Yeah.
Can we just pause?
Yeah.
I was shocked. You were like, no, I'm serious about this. Like, I got to tell them. I got to cut them off. And I was like, wait, you were talking to all these other people. But, like, I didn't. There was no offense in me. There was no jealousy. It was more of like, okay.
Yeah.
Because you didn't give me a reason not to trust you.
And you know what's wild?
So I trusted you.
I don't have words for it. I don't have words for it. And I'm not trying to be like very like movie-ish or Hallmark-ish. Like I don't have words for it. But I knew that, you know, they always say like a man knows what he wants and he'll go after what he wants. And I did. I want you. Like, of course, the Lord knows I needed you. He knows I needed you. But I wanted you. And I was like, okay, I know what's up. Like, nothing else is going to compare to this. I'm like, Lord, I'm going to jump in. If this is the person, I'm going to jump all in, and whatever comes from it, it's going to come from it. If it doesn't go good, it's going to be growth.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But I knew that the Lord's hand was on it, and we both wanted it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And for some people, like, you know, they have all their ducks in a row and they're just waiting.
Yeah.
But some of us, we like to hold on to things that are comfortable.
Yeah.
And some people would have still held on to those things.
Yeah.
As a plan B. But what's so beautiful about your obedience is it was wholeheartedly, and you cut everything off. You brought everything into the light, and the Lord not only can bless that, he can trust that.
Yeah. Cause I had no backup plan.
You were all in.
Yeah. And it was wild. Like, to see that man, because I'm not that man anymore. I'm a different man.
Oh,
now.
No. I'm so not the same woman. Like, yeah. Like, my hair got cut. My got shorter whole life and shorter. Got shorter and shorter. And my whole life has changed because of you. For the better. And I praise God for you. Like,
this. But it was the same way for me. Like, I want people to understand this, too. Like, it wasn't just a thing of, like, she did all this for me. There was so much. Everything that was on her prayer wall or even her journal time with the Lord started activating in me. So what she was praying for, things that she needed to see as a husband, she literally had to, she was praying, interceding for that before she even met me. Go ahead, babe.
Oh, we talked about this a lot when we first started dating, was, or not dating, you know.
Yeah.
We really didn't date. So that May 5th, we just kind of marked that as our day. Like,
yeah,
we were like, okay. And then we just started doing life together. But so ever since we really started courting and doing life together.
And even in the courting, I'm sorry, babe. Like, go, baby. Even in the courting, like the Lord said, it's not going to be the religious, traditional way of courting. It's going to be my design of courting.
Relationship.
Yeah.
With him.
Yeah.
And it has been. And it's so beautiful when Proverbs 17:22 says, he who finds a wife finds a good thing and obtains favor from the Lord. Okay. First thing, he who finds. So you had to find me, and it took some searching.
But here's the thing. I had to find you as a wife, not a girlfriend.
I was already a wife.
You had to. Yeah, you were already cooking.
I was not your girlfriend.
You was not.
All you girls, you are not girlfriend material. That was never the end goal. So why are you settling for less?
That's the honestly. And I, oh gosh, I'm so cliche. I'm just talking about this, like, because I was like always against all this stuff. I'm like, no, like, ugh. But because I always want to talk about relationships. I never knew that I would actually be with the person that the Lord designed me to do and talk about it. But I talk about it from a place, it's like, girlfriends come and go. A wife is here to stay. Ooh. Like, for real, girlfriend. That's why it says, yo, she's my girlfriend. Like, yo, no, like,
I'm not committed.
Yeah. That said, yo, this is just a season.
Yes.
This is a season. And it may not work. So you're in this girlfriend stage. But when you have a wife, you'll make commitments. And we're not perfect. Like,
ooh,
like, no, we're not. And it ain't easy. Like, no, I want to tell you, like, this journey was beautiful. Like, it was beautiful. If you look, oh, ultimately, we're, yes, it was beautiful. It was not perfect. It was very challenging. It was some days that we didn't get it.
Oh,
it
was, I questioned, so, it, if was, this was, yeah, it.
It was some days she pulled away. It was some days where I shut down. It was some days we barely talked.
We were having to parent.
Mm-hmm. We had to
while
parent.
Trying to figure each, yeah, other out.
Like, she had still to jump into mom mode because Ryder immediately fell in love with her. Like, and we didn't even get a chance to even talk about
we
that.
We will on the next,
like,
time.
Like, but literally, he literally fell in love with her. So we transitioned very fast.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And so you found me as a wife. And so that's the thing. Like, you need to be prepared for the pursuit already, woman of God. Like, if you're calling yourself a woman of God, stop acting like a girl. Like, yeah, it's time to step up, because what are you settling for? Are you going to wait and be found? Because here's the thing. You're not being overlooked. You're being hidden for the right one. And so position yourself with the Father to just be seeking his face, because, yeah, that's where we were found. Yeah. The Lord positioned us both. You don't have to go searching for it, woman. Like, you don't. It is he who finds a wife, not a girlfriend, finds a good thing. And then what's so beautiful is the verse doesn't end there. It says that he obtains favor from the Lord.
Yo,
so
I can talk about that.
Go
because it's so beautiful. I think even too with that, finding you the wife part, the favor became like being easy to, and everybody think favor is like, oh, all these doors open up. Yes, but the favor was like the relationship between you and my son's mom.
Yeah,
that was the favor, where the peace of God was on that. The favor was how much Ryder got to, like, you got to imprint.
I was already ready for him.
Oh gosh, he was ready for you.
And I was ready for you.
Yeah, but he was ready for you.
Yeah.
That's what we don't talk about. And one day when Ryder can have a serious conversation and not be goofy, maybe you can have like a 5-minute
interview
with you with him.
Maybe 3 minutes.
Maybe 3 minutes, because that boy he'll pick up his little game or whatever.
Or wanna just want to go in a playground. He'll
be like, I want to go. He'll be like, I want to go.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I want to go.
But that favor may look different, maybe packaged different. The favor was me being ready for him. Like, I didn't know that was something I was going to be stepping into.
Like favor was like us driving to Chattanooga on the weekends together, go pick him up and come back and then take him back Sunday. Like you were hauling with me.
Yeah.
Like you felt that weight of what that was like. Like, and it wasn't easy because you got to think you were just nannying in certain seasons of your life. And now you're like, you're mothering another realm of mothering. And that's where it got wild, because it was like, you started carrying the weight.
And then here's the thing. You were getting more gigs. Like at this point in Ryan's journey, he was just like, I'll just be a touring musician. Like, that's the dream. That's what I want to do. You were already doing it. But then you were getting more calls. Like, even financially, things were looking up in areas that, you know, before wasn't. And I'm not saying that's because of me. I'm saying this is what God's word says.
But no, it is because of you. Yeah. It's you. It's you. If, in my opinion, if there was a definition for that, it's you. For that scripture, for that passage. Yes, it's you. It's you. So everything that I believe that I've gotten is because I was firstly honoring the Father by making a decision to choose you. Because I did. I have to make a choice.
And you didn't have to.
I didn't have to, but I made a choice and said, Lord, I hear you. And I like what I'm looking in the natural, first thing, you're banging. You're beautiful. We know that.
Banging.
Like, that's baby, you already know. Like, you're banging. I love you. Like, you're my baby.
I love you.
And we get that. But the reality is too, like in the natural, you're like, you know, the reality is what we see in the world. And we're like, oh, she doesn't match up to that. But the Lord was like, chill, bro. You don't understand what you're about to unpack. And I unpacked the greatest gift. I unpacked, literally, if there was a perfect gift that you can say, it is you for me and everything I've gotten. I love you. Like, literally,
you
was the perfect gift. And I would never be ungrateful.
Mm, me too.
And I will always, always, always keep that image in my head of that gift. And that tree you made me buy that I didn't want to buy. That Christmas tree.
Oh, the Christmas tree.
Yes, I wanted a real tree. I'm always going to be petty about that. But I love you. But I knew, guys, she'll tell you, I'm goofy and petty at the same time. But it's all in love. It's all in love. But she makes me do things I don't want to do, but I'm always thankful that I get to do it, you know? But I really do. Like, you were that perfect gift. So I knew when the Bible talks about he who findeth a wife, I find my wife.
Yeah.
You were already there. Like, no, like, seriously.
I could have been anybody's wife. Like, hold on, but think about that.
You were out there in the burrow preparing.
I was.
In the field. And the field wasn't like, and that's one thing I love about I'm understanding the beautiness of the Bible. So many metaphors, so many different things. Like, yeah, Ruth was in the field, in the physical field. But for you, your field was tucked away in Murfreesboro in your closet.
In that house, doing laundry.
You're doing nannying, laundry, cooking, baking, cleaning. And I'm not limiting you, but I'm saying, like, the Lord was preparing you, the spiritual side of it. You were tucked away into a closet and you had all the prayer, like you were warring, you were in the field, you were working, preparing to be the wife, even though you didn't know that you were going to be that wife or the wife that you're going to be now.
Going into this already with a child, like I had no idea.
I was trying to date girls who had a kid, so we had something, a common ground. The Lord gave me somebody where the only common ground was Him.
No, seriously,
that was the only common ground.
And we both love worship, but other than that, you and I,
there was no common ground.
Very different.
Oh, 100%.
Like, I'm like, let's go for a walk at the park, and he's like, let's sit.
Seriously,
on the couch.
Hallmark Transformers, like.
Yeah. But the Lord in His goodness, like, it's pushing me to remember to be human, because before I turned all that off.
Hold on, another movie I'm thinking about. What was the movie with the men? It's a Christian movie.
Men.
It was like they were all like
Christian movie. Courageous.
Courageous.
I love that movie.
So Courageous, and for me, it's Bad Boys. Like. That's how
it, like, but it's real. I mean, you're very much more, not really anymore, because you're so all in with the Father. Yeah. Like,
and that's the thing she kept saying to me. She said, "You're Jesus, Ryan."
Yeah, because you used to call me Jesus.
You're Jesus. Yeah.
And so truly, like, there's so much we can say and so much more I want to get into, like, for real. Like, you are my greatest gift outside of salvation.
Yeah.
And no, like, don't yeah me, like, for real.
No, like, yeah,
like,
yeah.
Look at me.
I love you.
Like, you really are. You're the man. And
thank you for trusting me, though. I pray for you. I feel like I've been sinking, like, in this seat. Gosh. All right, I'm serious now. Thank you for trusting me.
Thank you
for trusting the voice of God that's in my life that I lead with. Thank you for trusting me to lead our family.
I do.
Thank you for challenging me to journal so much more with the Father, even though I have my days where I miss it, and He tells me.
And I'm like, have you spent time with the Lord?
She can tell real quick. And I'm like, yeah, I'm good. And I just worshiped with Him. But, you know, He takes my worship, but He loves when I journal, because He loves talking and He loves sharing. And we get, man, like, our whole relationship was built around journaling.
Yeah.
Like, and that's all. It's so much we can unpack.
We have so much. And we have a lifetime to do it with our friends. But, like, I love you. I never thought it would be you.
Yeah.
And I want our friends to leave with hope, encouragement, and
that this is possible.
Yes.
That, like, for real, I don't do the whole camera thing. I like looking at her because she's so beautiful. But, like, there's so much in this when you allow the Lord to take control, when you surrender. And I say this to my fellow brothers, like, surrender this area, because I don't care what anybody say, you want to be a husband and some of you want to be a father. Like, you need to surrender all of that to the Lord. You need to say, Lord, I don't know how you're going to get me here, but I'm believing. You have shown me. I know that it's going to happen, and I want this. I'm going to sacrifice for it. So if that's fasting, that's not going out, that's not
Being on dating apps, even though the Lord can use all things.
Yeah, not saying He can't, but I'm just saying, like, in the season, like, actually tuck away.
Yeah.
Be the man that you would want your daughter to be. I mean, to be with. Lord God, not to be.
But to
the
be devil's with. Alive, no, I mean, that's real.
But to be with. Like, you want to be the most desirable thing, because they always say the first boyfriend that your daughter has is her father. Mm-hmm. That's her first man that she sees. So you have to be the greatest example. So for us, it's like, I have to be the best example. I want my daughter to say, oh, he's not like my dad. Like, I don't want that. Like, he don't have to be exactly like me, but he better be godly. He better lead with the voice of the Lord.
Yeah.
He better challenge her.
Yeah.
He better call her higher.
Yeah.
He better make her cut her hair if she has to.
Amen. And we'll get into that on a whole other episode. But even for the girls too, like,
yeah.
I had an idol of what I wanted this to look like.
Yeah.
Like, for real, I didn't realize, but I had a golden calf image, and that it even pierces me to even say that, but it's true. I wanted it to look a certain way. I wanted it to be Hallmark. I wanted it to be everything to the max, to the full.
And it wasn't easy. I'm sorry, babe. I hate cutting you off. But it wasn't easy, because, like, I had to live up to that.
No. But that wasn't who you were.
Yeah.
And that's not what God had for us.
Yeah.
Too. And so the Lord had to break down that image by showing me, do you want something better than Hallmark?
Do you want my movie?
Yeah, the Lord's like, do you want me to write your story, or are you going to continue to write yours?
And it's so beautiful, and I know we're lingering, like, a little bit, but I know with, like, literally without this, and I know it's so general, it's so, like, a little vague, but without Him, this wouldn't be what it is. Like, bro, we're living our best life. Like, literally.
It's not perfect, like, but it literally is.
The favor is crazy. The favor and the blessings are crazy. The support, the tribe is crazy. Our tribe is amazing.
I never thought I'd have this.
And God has given you so much. I love, like, your gals. I'm not going to give their name away, but I love your gals, because, like, you were so alone in the season where you were pouring out. And the first time you took a trip with them, they poured into you.
Yeah.
And you came up with some cool ideas to end that trip, and y'all did. And it changed their lives, but it brought you into a circle that you never thought. But our pastor saw you. Our pastor's daughter saw you, who's now your best friend.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
The Lord is so mindful yeah. of who you need, what you need, and right where you need it. Because the millisecond, something is not passing that two tests that we yeah. talked about for our good and for his glory,
yeah.
the seasons shift. Yeah. And so right on May 5th of last year, the seasons shift because the Lord said, no longer is it good or for my glory for y'all to be alone.
Yeah.
And so you have to know he is so intentional not to waste our time, not to waste any season. And so you have to do the hard work now. Let go of those people. Let go of those graven images that you were bowing down to that are not bringing him glory, because you could miss what the Lord is doing, or you'll get his grace but not his blessing.
And you want his blessing because your blessing, your blessing, you can relax. I keep getting this vision of your arms can relax. Grace, you have to lift it up with your strength.
Yeah.
Blessing, you can
breathe.
You can breathe.
And rest.
Yeah. You can laugh. Take your shoes off. Yeah. You can let your hair down. You can walk around with no makeup on.
Yeah.
And understand that, man, this person I'm sees me loved. From. Yeah.
I've always been.
Seriously, you're so fine, baby.
I love you.
Seriously, y'all, can I say sexy yet?
No.
Okay.
That word was not even in my vocabulary until Ryan said, you can be modest and Listen. Beautiful, sanctified,
and sexy.
And sexy. And I was like, ooh, don't say that word.
Yeah.
But I'm
you
just
are,
been
baby.
Growing. Thank
and
you.
And I say like,
and you're my husband almost,
yeah,
so you can say that.
But I say sexy in the most beautiful way.
I know.
I say not in a lustful way, but in the most desirable way of the Lord. Like, man, the overall of who Georgia Brown, soon to be Williams, like, is, it is sexy. Like, I get to worship with you. Like I.
That's what
I,
we
like,
do the most of all.
Gosh, it's everything.
But I'm just glad it's you. Like, it had to be.
Yeah.
I need you. Yeah. Like, but I want to be the one that prays you through all the days of your life. Because here's the thing. Even this morning with the Lord, he said, you're the only one called to him.
Yeah.
So women that are already married, you're the only one called to your spouse. And if you're not finding the greatest joy in that, you're missing it.
Yeah.
Because you get to be the only person in this position to lift their arms
because
up.
Because I don't carry you, baby.
No.
I lead you.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
you lock arms with me.
Yeah.
But I don't carry you.
We're teammates. The Lord carries us.
Oh, it's so crazy. And I think, this thing get longer and longer. And we got to go because we got to prepare for church.
We got church
soon. But literally I don't carry you. And I really want us to talk about that because I feel like some of our friends, and I'll say friends as in like our generation, as in friends, they miss that. Because they want to, they feel like leading is pulling you.
Tugging.
And I never had
I
to pull
to
you.
Them.
You saw how I was going after something and you wanted it. I saw you going after something and I wanted it. When I saw how the Lord was changing your life through journal, even though I was journaling, but not as much because I was freaking out because I didn't think it was the Lord. And the whole time it was the Lord. It's like, I've been talking to you this whole time, every time you journal. And I watch how well you journal, and then our journals align.
And then we would just sit there.
Oh
and
my
cry
gosh,
together. Oh
cry
my
together
gosh.
Because I would sit there and be like, "You be like, no, you read first, you first." I said, "Baby, no, you have to read first because mine's
what
going
did the Lord
to,
say
my me? Yeah, mine's going to add up to what you're talking about." It always ended with mine. It always ended, and I feel like I never had to carry you, and that's been the most beautiful thing because as a man, I already carry so much.
And you're not my savior.
Oh no, no,
you were
I'm
never
not.
Meant to carry me.
I'm meant to lead you.
Yeah.
Lead you and lead with you.
Yeah. And then together we're going to lead our family. And I'm going to follow you as you follow Christ.
Yeah.
And I'm going to willfully and joyfully submit.
Yeah.
And there's so much beauty that we can unpack in all of these things. But
we still have pots and pans we haven't unpacked that we Ooh. Got as a gift.
Yeah, we got to do that.
Yeah.
There's a lot to do.
There's a lot of unpacking.
But even just sitting with you in this moment and reflecting and sharing for the first time, there's still so many details and so many things.
Honestly, I say this in a funny way, but it's like so real. This is the most we have ever sat down and talked in a long time. Like we talk, but not like our story, just because of life. So I'm thankful that we get to do it here because it becomes more honest and authentic because we get to reminisce on these moments that we can like not forget, but we do life together so well. Mm-hmm. We're living.
It
like,
feels like we're already married without the covenant.
Yeah,
without living together. Like
yeah.
honestly, because
can't wait for the
we
covenant.
Work,
because I just I
we
honestly
work together, you know?
I, yeah, and I feel like when once the covenant comes, there's another side of me you get to see, and there's another side of you I get to see, and I'm excited for
it's
it because
be
because I get to like get you coffee in the morning. I be having visions of like getting you coffee in the morning and sitting there talking,
and we
or
can
like
read our Bible,
or like we're just already set up and we're just like we gotta talk. Let's talk.
I just am so grateful and humbled
and read our Bible together. Sorry, I'm
and it's not an idol anymore. It's not. We both know our identity.
That person can't park. I'm sorry. That just threw me off. Don't look. Oh. We're focused on here now. Sorry.
You're distracting me, Mr. Williams. I'm sorry, baby. But it's okay. But really, at the end of the day, like, it's all for his glory. And we're thankful that it is for our good.
Yeah.
And, man, I'll leave us with this. The Lord said to Ryan, after he made all this clear, he said, the Lord said that we can't be public until we're engaged. We need to do this in private, not in secret. And so, friends, there's a difference between privacy and secrecy. Secrecy breeds sin, but privacy, it brings protection.
Yeah.
And so what are you protecting? Because whatever you protect in your life is what you're going to end up projecting. But whatever things you're hiding in secret, that is going to continue to breed sin.
Yeah.
And so if you're hiding a girl, if you're hiding that sin of pornography or gluttony or whatever it may be that you're just stuck in habitually, it's time to bring things into the light. And even if you need to just go through it in private with your people, we're not asking you to blast it all over the internet. All of that is just people's highlight reels anyways. It's not R-E-A-L, it's R-E-E-L, the reel of what they just want to show you.
Yeah,
but not it's a what's highlight behind. Reel. Yeah, the highlights. And so truly, like, to be able to do it in private with you over the past really year almost, I was upset at first. I'm going to be honest.
You was mad.
I was like, I want to share with everybody how amazing
he is. I think you just started part two.
But this was the best thing that we ever did.
No, it's fine. It's fine. It's fine. Just
let's stop it here.
No. Let's just dig for like 2 minutes real quick.
I think we should leave him with that.
Nah, I can't.
Come back.
No, we can't because there is... I feel like we need to say something about that really quick.
Then you say it, baby. I don't know what to say.
I feel like... with the Lord in mind, like it was protection.
Always.
It was protection because he needed to define what it needed to look like. He needed to
because together,
if we would have jumped out prematurely, we wouldn't have been ready. We would have been trying to meet the requirements of man
and their opinions and obligations, especially with a child in the mix. And then also too, we're very different. I thought I would be with some white guy. You know, just whatever, scrawny little white guy that's very intelligent and smart. And little did I know, I was getting a double package deal that was with this beautiful chocolate skin and a whole different other culture than what I was raised with. Babe. Let's just be honest. We're going there. Like, honestly,
go ahead,
right?
Go ahead. Yeah.
Total black and white. Like, even one of your family members said, why can't you end up with someone that looks like you?
Yeah.
One of your own kind. Literally, that was the words.
Yeah.
And so we needed to be defined by the voice of the Father, getting to know one another through his lens, through the lens of heaven, rather than man, of getting to know you alongside everybody else.
Because
I needed to know you for you.
Thank you, Lord. It literally changes. It goes from Lord and us. That's where the dynamic is at. But if we would have did it differently, it would have been man, Lord, than us.
Yeah.
He doesn't come second to anything.
No, he is first.
He is number one.
Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness.
He didn't say seek second or third or next Tuesday.
Or when you feel like it.
Yeah, and sometimes we do that.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's good.
I'm
baby.
Guilty of that sometimes.
Mm-hmm. I get
you,
it, me too.
And you check me. You be checking me.
We be checking each other. That's why iron sharpens iron, and that's why we're here. And so, what? This is probably two parts. But friends, thank you so much for joining us.
This is long. I'm sorry.
Apologize.
Do you feel like I feel like we rambled? Did we ramble?
Oh, absolutely. So we'll probably cut this down a little bit. But friends, thank you for joining me on this journey. You've seen me through highs, lows, in between. We've done a lot of episodes on dating and relationships on Faith and Friends. And so to have you on here, I'm like shook.
But you're walking. You walked through it.
Yeah. Yeah.
You walk through it. Yeah. So.
And then now we're getting to walk through it together. And you're incredible. I am so glad it's you.
I'm blessed.
And I'm excited for all of the conversations to come with you through this engagement season. And then being married and being with you for the rest of my life is going to be life's greatest honor and pleasure. And so this is how I end every episode of Faith and Friends. Are you ready?
No.
Are you ready?
Go ahead, baby.
Okay. Then one day you'll say it. I just know it. We'll get him to say it, guys. There is a song on your heart only you can sing. Your voice is important. Bye.
I love you.
I love you.
Great job, babe.